1-800-848-4848.
You're listening to Wake Up Wyoming. Back to Vic Wright and members of our community on News Radio 1270 and 106.7 FM KIML.
Back here in Wake Up Wyoming, I'm Vic Wright, and it is 8:10 on your Friday morning. We're looking for sunshine today, high around 61 right now. The sun's shining, and we're hanging around 50 degrees this morning. We've got an interesting hour this hour. It's going to be a fun hour. Joining me in the studio is Maddie Kennedy. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning, Vic.
All right. Now, first off, Maddie Kennedy is joining us in studio with a very interesting, unique, and heartwarming story to share. Maddie, let's start out from the beginning. Where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Sidney, Montana, and grew up in Billings, Montana.
All right. Now, you are adopted, correct?
Yes, sir.
You're very close with your adopted family, your adopted mother and father?
I am. They are beautiful people.
They still live in Billings and everything, I believe?
They do. Retired and enjoying life.
What was it like growing up in Billings, Montana with your family?
Well, at that time, Billings was quite a bit smaller. Now it's gigantic. Billings was pretty tight-knit back then. But normal stuff for kids. You play soccer, you play baseball, you make friends, play outside, ride bikes. It's normal childhood, anyway.
How old were you when you found out you were adopted?
I was about 6 when my folks told me. They wanted to tell me early on.
Were you shocked? Were you depressed? How were you feeling?
I don't know that there's ever a good age to tell a child. You're either too young and can't take it very well, or you're too old and then you think you've been lied to your whole life. But at that time, I was nervous and kind of hurt, I guess would be the accurate word for it.
Definitely understandable. Now, when did you first want to find out who your biological parents were?
Well, I think once you find out, you want to know every day. You want to somehow find them. At that time, though, you couldn't do it. The laws were, it was a closed adoption. There was nothing you can do. They didn't change those laws till quite a bit later down the line.
Now, in your childhood growing up, you, of course, were living there in Billings. You loved your mom, your dad, your adopted mom, your dad. I'm sure you called them mom and dad.
I did,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what brought you to Gillette? How are you? Did you get Gillette first off?
My wife's family's from here. We found out we were pregnant with twins, and unfortunately, the wages in Montana are fairly difficult to get by. And once we knew we were going to have twins, we kind of needed to follow money. And Gillette's a great place to live, and they help support my family. Her family's been great helping us out here. But
how long have you guys been in Gillette, by the way?
About 4 years now. I think we got down here in 2013 or late 2012, somewhere around there.
All right. Now, you're a musician, you're a writer, you're a composer. Did you tour a lot when you were, in your teens and early 20s? Or
My early 20s. We built a studio in Billings. We had one in Cook City, Montana, and we would record, and we decided, hey, let's put together a group and let's tour and, let's be the biggest thing that's ever happened in the world, big dreams. So we built and we did tour. We toured for about 10, 12 years and played all over the U.S. We missed Alaska and Hawaii, but that was due to funds.
did you get to open for anybody? Anybody big?
We opened for Kid Rock, and we opened for Akon, and I guess Bone Thugs and Harmony. People that were, at that time, raging.
When did you open for Kid Rock? I mean, was this when he was actually good?
That was back in the Ba with the Ba days, I think.
Oh,
yeah, that was kind of his thing, But he's grown so much as an artist.
Yeah.
So
he has. What was the coolest concert or venue you've ever performed in?
Oh, that's a good one. I can't remember the park in Jacksonville, but we were used to playing bars maybe with 1,000, 2,000 people, and all of a sudden we saw 20,000 people, and I lost my mind. I was nervous.
I bet.
Can't remember the name of that park. I'm sorry.
But it was in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, it was in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. So now you've settled down. You've got twins. You're married. You're working here in Gillette. Where do you work for?
I work for Black Hills Energy.
All right. Good company here in town. And, of course, like you said, you've been here for 4 years. You found out that, well, you knew you were adopted. How did it go about finding your parents? Did they want to find you, or did you want to find them?
Well, I've always wanted to find them. I just, there always has to be a good time in your life to do that. I think if you're having a bad time, for them to meet you isn't great. They, at this time, they're the ones that found me, if that's what you're asking. They, my real mother is, she's got terminal cancer, and the state allows them to find their child if that is the case.
Do you know how long it took them to find you? Was it pretty quick and easy, or was it a year-long process?
That's kind of one of the key things to this. They were looking for my name given at birth by my birth mother, mm-hmm. which was Jeremy J. They had no idea that my name had changed, nor did my adoptive parents know I had an original name, or I believe she probably
would have kept it.
They would have kept that name.
Right.
So I believe they were looking for quite some time, 10 plus years.
Oh, wow.
To find me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So has your biological mom had cancer for that long?
She got cancer for the first time, I think, about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I get this story right, she must have succeeded getting through that. And then it came back.
Came back.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you asked your biological parents when you met them?
Yeah, I was just so excited to meet them. I didn't want to know the backstory too much. All I wanted to do was see where everything came from, my features and my stubbornness and my craziness. And you could get that out of each individual family member, just not just my mother, but my aunt and my uncles. You know, each one has a little bit of me inside me. And
when did they actually find you?
I got the letter on Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, wow. So very recently.
Yeah. Valentine's Day. And then I had to give a letter of consent to be contacted. And then the next day, on my oldest son's birthday, we got in touch with each other.
So did you go up to Billings and meet them? Did they come here? How did that all work?
No, they're actually up in Miles City.
Okay.
They're originally from Culbertson. This is, you know, that's where they were all from.
Mm-hmm.
Culbertson, Montana, but they're in Miles City, and you know, it was crazy to wait the 7 days to go meet them because they're, you know, she needed to make a plan, and the whole family wanted to meet me, so we had to wait 7 days before we could meet each other. It was the longest 7 days I think in my entire life.
So when you first talked to your mother, I'm guessing it was on the phone, or was it email? How did you first communicate with her?
Email. At first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you like giddy with excitement? Were you crying? Were you angry? Or
I was never angry. I was very emotional though. Yeah, crying was a big part of it for sure.
You know, was it a quick email saying, you know, this is,
she was very sweet in her original emails because I think she was worried about how, if I was angry,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
She was very sweet, and I just called her mom right from the get. You know, she just has always been in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Always talk to her in my days.
So did you say, hey, I want to meet right away? Or did she say?
No, I didn't want to push that. I kind of wanted them to decide what they wanted to do on that side. Of course, I wanted to meet her. I just
right.
didn't want to be a spaz and did she, be too angst.
Did she tell you in the first email that she had terminal cancer, or did she wait to tell you that?
She was shy about that. That's why we didn't talk on the phone first. She didn't want me to hear her voice because she's got a trach, and she was worried that, you know, that I couldn't understand her possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But, That was tough to hear her.
How many times did you communicate back and forth via email before you actually got to talk to her?
About six, until she finally gulled up.
Warmed up. Okay.
Yeah.
Once you first talked to her on the phone, is that when you said, you know, I want to meet you? Let's
plan
this.
No, she's the one that came up with the meet time.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it was, hey, all the family wants to meet you, so they're going to come from Culbertson, and everybody's going to come from all around, and we're going to meet up and get a convention room, and we're going to barbecue and hang out. And that was the coolest thing ever, because it really felt like we had been doing this for the whole 40 years of my life. You know,
the 7 days from when you guys set up, we're going to meet, you know, a week from now. What was it like for you, your family, your wife, I'm sure your kids as well, the whole week getting up to that point?
Well, I'm sure I was pacing around the house more than usual. My wife could see it in my eyes that we were about to get to a huge part of closure in my life and fill some holes in my heart. So I'm sure I was just giddy, but also nervous. You know, I'm pretty sure she watched me go through some things that she had never seen before. For them, they were just excited for me. My wife has pushed this on me for a long time. She's wanted me to go and find her, and I think we had come to the conclusion we were going to go do that this summer regardless. At the time when we didn't know she mm-hmm. was looking for me, we were going to go find her this summer.
So. All right, so that was a goal nonetheless, but fate kind of found you beforehand.
It's all about the vibes, man. Mm-hmm. You know, they... Mm-hmm. When you put that kind of energy into thinking about something, the laws of attraction, I really believe in that kind of stuff, and I believe it just kind of, it was God sent, man.
All right, so you went up, when did you go up to Miles City to meet her and the whole family?
That was the week, basically about the next weekend after I got the letter, so.
All right.
We went up there.
So how many people were there? You said it was your whole
family?
About
25, maybe 30, and there could have been more, but some of them lived further out and couldn't make it. Between aunts, uncles, their kids, and their kids.
Mm-hmm. You know. Now, were you an only child? Did you find out you had a brother
or
sister?
No, I had a sister growing up. Mm-hmm. Well, in my adopted family, I had a sister growing up. And this side, I did find out I had a brother, however, not on my mother's side. It would have been on my father's
side. Yeah. Okay. So did you meet your mom and your father or just
no,
your mother?
No, just my mother so far. I've talked with my father and my brother, via Facebook or whatever. We haven't really had a conversation on the phone yet. We're kind of going a little bit at a time here. We're trying to spend as much time with my mother before she passes as we can.
All right. With that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why you're really in here. And we'll get into all that in just a bit. You're listening to Wake Up Wyoming.
If it's sports, we've got it covered. Now with Chris Brintle, Riders.